AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. An optimistic President Biden says he's confident the U.S. will avoid an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic debt default.
We're going to come together because there's no alternative to do the right thing for the country. We have to move on.
The president says talks with congressional Republicans have been productive. He left for a G7 summit in Japan, but planned to return by the weekend in hopes of approving a solid agreement. Prince Harry and Meghan made their getaway in New York City in a taxi after being trailed by the paparazzi. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Zahra Saeed was outside Manhattan's Ziegfeld Ballroom as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were leaving.
The entire time, a lot of the paparazzi were heckling Meghan and Harry and making just negative comments, trying to get a reaction out of them.
And the photographers followed the car and eventually went to a police station.
No, I was crossing on 67th Street and then the security guard hailed me. And next thing you know, Prince Harry and his wife were hopping into my cab.
Sukhcharn Singh's cab.
I think they were being chased the whole day or something, so they were pretty nervous.
The royal couple's spokesperson claims they had been dangerously pursued by paparazzi in a near catastrophic car chase through the streets of Manhattan.
No, that must have happened earlier if they were being chased before.
Police say the pursuit was relatively short and led to no injuries, collisions, or arrests, and no further investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
10 life sentences plus another 260 years in prison. That's the sentence an Islamic extremist has been given for killing 8 people with a truck on a bike path in Manhattan. The judge called the crime possibly the worst he has ever seen. 4 security guards who are blamed for the death of a man during a struggle at a Detroit area mall in 2014 will face trial on involuntary manslaughter charges. The prosecutor at the time declined to file charges, but the case was reopened years later. This is AP News. An NBA star again is apologizing for a second incident involving a firearm in the last 3 months.
Grizzlies star Ja Morant says he takes accountability for the latest video in which he is apparently seen holding a firearm. His statement came shortly after NBA Commissioner Adam Silver expressed disappointment that the Memphis guard is under investigation by the league again. Silver met with Morant after a similar incident in March and suspended him for 8 games. Silver said he was, quote, shocked, end quote, when he saw the video during a televised interview with ESPN before Tuesday's draft lottery in Chicago. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Soccer officials, scientists, medical professionals, and others have gathered in Chicago for a head injury summit. The summit opened a day after the Concussion Legacy Foundation announced that 4 more former professional soccer players had been diagnosed with CTE, a degenerative brain disease that has been linked to concussions in athletes. I'm Mike Kempen.